What made you set up this event that we've got coming up in the next couple of days?
Well, it's a combination, a conflagration of two careers. I've been a musician since I was 9, of one sort or another, mediocre mostly, and I've been a mental health professional. I started my training in 2006, and I make my living out of those two activities. I've always kept them very separate, hence the two names, and they have become increasingly melded together as I refer people from the therapy into music, that I use music in my therapy, and then of course music has always been a type of therapy from the very outset. And the big driver for the event is meeting Kizzy Morell, who I work with on Ujima Radio and work with in some musical capacities. She's wanted to do a symposium, we decided to call it, on mental health, and for quite some time. And this seemed like the time to do it because the two were coming together. And pushed on by her experience of being bullied, she's been had a really, really tough time. And I had a less tough time, but I was bullied about my name, as you might imagine, when I was at school, even though I went to, you know, quite a nice school in quite a nice area. I didn't go to public schools, people seem to think. However, I got bullied about my name, got bullied about my weight, got bullied about... And it's very isolating. It's very difficult to deal with. And music saved my life.
So something passionate, then, that you've why you've set this up?
Oh, yeah. I don't do much in my life that doesn't have passion, because I think if we go against our passions, if we drive or try and push back on the things that we really enjoy doing and the feed us and inform us, I think we end up ill, and I ended up ill. I was doing things I didn't really like. I was getting home at the end of the day. I had a lovely life, had a great home, great relationship, but I was getting home from work and thinking, God, I really hate this. Why am I doing this? Who cares if I ever do this ever again? And yeah, I was got to some very low places.
So tell us about the event that you've put on.
Right, so originally we were just going to have an afternoon, and then as more and more ideas popped in, I thought, well, we need a gig to raise some funds for it, and who can we get? And then through Kizzy and through a few other connections, I met Sian Evans, and she was very keen to do something. So that gives me my kind of celebrity, my A-list performer, Bristol legend, and a lovely person. So I thought, oh, I could have a gig. And I thought, well, if I'm going to have a gig, then I want my band to play, don't I? I mean, that would just be rude not to get my band to play. And then it rolled into Monday, which is when I do my night at Mr. Wolf's. So that gave me the weekend to fill in. And Bristol Music Industry Network, associated with Bristol Music Trust, both of whom have been brilliant about this, offered Colston Hall. As I say, initially it was going to be an afternoon, but then I went, oh yeah, but we could do this and we could do this. And now we've got three rooms with panels, discussions, workshops, and a whole art exhibition on level one, all day on Saturday, and performances in the foyer on Saturday early evening, and then a whole day of workshops and presentations on Sunday. At least that's the aim.
So how long has it taken you to put this together?
Oh, minutes. we haven't actually had that long. I think we really started seriously at the beginning of July, and I was hoping to get everything up and running before I went on holiday at the end of July. That failed. So, yeah, it's taken July, August and September just to get to the point where I think I might know what's going on. But it is had a lot of support and help from various people, so hasn't just been on my own.
So were everyone just willing to help you because they feel passionate about this subject?
Well, I think it's a subject that speaks to a lot of people, and we've had a huge amount of response, and people doing design work for free, and coming and doing the work. All the Saturday stuff is free. From the performers and the presenters, so they're not getting paid, but they are getting paid for Sunday. which is why I want Sunday to be good, and get lots of people on the Sunday. And it's all the information's up on either the Beam Insight or www.a4os, that's a number 4os.co.uk, and on our Facebook page as well. It's been gratifying how much help and support and the nerves it seems to have touched. People all have a story to tell, and we want to try and bring all those stories together. And then, I don't know what happens next. Something.
Let's wait and see, shall we?
Yeah, let's get the weekend over and done with. And
let's wait and see, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much. It's appreciated.